We will go now to our northern correspondent, Vincent Carney, and we'll come back to Pat O'Toole. Vincent, thank you for joining us this lunchtime. You are monitoring proceedings in the north today, where the man in charge, the cabinet minister in charge of no-deal Brexit, is there in Northern Ireland for talks with business leaders. What's Michael Gove endeavouring to do over the next day or two?
I think it's clearly a case of pressing the flesh and trying to reassure people that their fears won't be realised, because of course there's a lot of uncertainty over Brexit, whether it'll be a deal or a no deal. Earlier this week, Michael Gove was adamant that the UK will leave Europe on the 31st of October, come what may, whether there is a deal or no deal. And quite interesting where he's going today. He's coming to Warren Point Port in County Down, sits on Carlingford Lough, just a short distance across the water from County Louth. Now, in recent years, there have of course been plans to build a bridge to link counties Down and Louth. That bridge, ironically, would have been funded in large part by the European Union. Of course, that possibility will be off the table if and when Brexit happens. Coming here also to a port that has seen an increase in business over the past year or so in terms of storage, because many businesses uncertain about Brexit have been stockpiling raw materials like timber, cement and steel. So I think he's coming here today to reassure local businesses that the government has got preparations, that has got plans if there is a no Brexit. He's a series of other meetings throughout today, and then tomorrow we know he has at least one meeting scheduled with business leaders in Belfast as well. So I think his message will be, look, the government does have some kind of a plan, and that he's here to press the flesh and try to ease fears.
During the week, of course, Michael Gove very critical of the European Union, saying it was with divisions between the UK and Brussels wrong and sad, and reiterating the comments of Prime Minister Boris Johnson that the deal, or Britain would withdraw from the European Union on the 31st of October. That deadline is sacrosanct. Are there any plans that you're aware of to perhaps meet officials from south of the border in this visit?
Not that we're aware of at the moment. Now, his officials so far have been very tight-lipped indeed. It's a very controlled visit. He's due to arrive here any moment now. We'll get a bit of a walk around, and then there'll be a very short media opportunity, and that will be among the questions he'll be asked. Certainly, when I spoke to some of the officials this morning, there were no indications of meetings with any officials south of the border, or indeed any politicians in Northern Ireland.
Just one piece of breaking news coming to us this lunchtime, and that's victims of the Lochan Island atrocity, Vincent, there to receive damages as part of a settlement reached in a legal action they took against the Police Ombudsman's Office. What's the background to this?
The background to the families are very happy with the most recent report from the Police Ombudsman. The current Police Ombudsman, the former one, Michael Maguire, 3 years ago produced a report saying there had been collusion between members of the RUC and the Loyalist Paramilitary Group, the UVF. But that was the second report by the office into the killings. What happened was back in 2011, Al Hutchison, the former police ombudsman, produced a report that the families were not happy with at all. They said there were major failings. He said there was insufficient evidence of collusion between RUC officers and the UVF killers. Now, the relatives of the six men shot dead in 1994 in Lochan Island were furious. They said they'd been hurt and upset by those findings. So they took legal action. And the High Court in Belfast today, that action was settled in their favour, with confirmation that they've now been awarded undisclosed damages. Now, afterwards, a solicitor representing the families welcomed this decision. He welcomed the granting of damages, and they said they consider that the settlement of these proceedings is in recognition of the harm caused them in 2011 by the publication of that initial report. Just important to stress that two reports, the first report by the Police Ombudsman's Office said no collusion, the families were furious. The second report, published 3 years ago, overturned that entirely and said there had been collusion. So the families took action against the author of the previous report, Al Hutchison, and he was forced out of office effectively because of complaints about the way he handled complaints against the police. In a number of high profile cases, relatives said they believed he wasn't investigating them sufficiently robustly. They believed he was giving the police, if you like, too easy a time, and that's why the relatives took action against him.
And just to note that you talk about the two reports, the relatives of the six Catholic men who were murdered in 1994, they also received an apology today.
That's right, a report, an apology from the Ombudsman's Office. So even though the Ombudsman's Office produced a second report that they liked, this complaint was not against the individual, if you like. This was against the Office of the Ombudsman. So the Office did indeed issue an apology for any hurt and distress caused by the initial report published back in 2011.
Our Northern correspondent, Vincent Kearney, there reporting.